African countries should tailor the educational system in a way that will prepare young people adequately for work after graduation. The Deputy Greater Accra Regional Minister, Ni Jangba Vanderpoy, said the continent needs a high-quality, inclusive and equitable system that supports young people to develop their knowledge, skills and values. Thus, as said, is the only way the youth can be prepared to live and work in a globalized economy. Mr. Vanderpoy was speaking at the annual conference of the Duke of Edinburgh Awards in Accra. Rita Nyako reports.
Mr. Vanderpoy noted that most young graduates in Africa lack required skills and competencies to compete in the corporate world. He added that the future of the continent lies in the collective ability to develop the leadership potentials of the youth.
Countries all over the world, and for that matter, Africa, need a high-quality, inclusive and equitable system that supports young people to develop their knowledge, skills and values. This is the only way we can prepare our youth to live and work in a globalized economy and contribute responsibly to our political and socio-economic development. As a continent, we have a long way to go as far as development is concerned. It's also true that in most parts of Africa, quite a number of our young graduates lack the required skills and competencies to survive in the corporate world. This means that our educational systems should be tailored in a way that will prepare our young people adequately for work life after graduation.
The Secretary General of the Duke of Edinburgh Award Foundation, John May, said it is time the scheme works with all its partners around the world to give every young person the opportunity that they deserve.
I have had the opportunity to spend time with young people from all over the world, and they tell me that they want the world to be a different place from the world that they are currently inheriting. They want an education and need an education that takes them not just through great academic learning, but also gives them real skills, real behaviors that are able to equip them for life. They tell me that at the moment, school systems in most countries are not providing them with the experiences that they need. It is time for the award to work with our partners around the world, for us to gather them all together and to give every young person that we can find the opportunities that they deserve.
The annual Duke of Edinburgh International Award Conference is the meeting of all national directors and boards from all the 20 member countries in Africa. The conference is aimed at providing a platform for consultation on youth development in Africa. This year's conference is dedicated to develop strategies to effectively manage, engage, and impact the young people on the sustenance of our future as a continent. The aim of the award scheme is to reach more young people from diverse backgrounds and equip them as individuals to succeed in life.